Welcome to the 5 P's of Lead Generation for Professional Services Firms, a free audio course brought to you by Forecast, the marketing podcast for professional services leaders. For the full experience, join us inside the members area at no charge at 5leadgen.com. Welcome back. We are on lesson three of the 5 P's of lead generation for professional services firms. Today, we're looking at the third P, which is promise. Now, at this stage, you should have picked the right profile to target, which is critical, and you should have identified the one big problem that's been weighing on their minds, the one that keeps them up at night, the one that's at the top of the agenda in management meetings. And if you've done everything right up until now, then all you've done is given yourself a chance. That's the humbling news, that you've only just given yourself the chance to earn attention, but you haven't quite earned it yet. Now, the good news is that most of your competitors haven't even gotten this far. They still don't know who they're targeting, and they haven't thought hard about the problem that they're solving, so they're just getting ignored. But you're on the path to getting real attention that you can then translate into dollars, so long as you follow through with the rest of the framework. So let's get into the third P, promise. Now, I want you to think about a problem that's been weighing on your mind. Think of a problem that keeps you up at night, a problem that you've been struggling with, a problem that you have yet to overcome, a big problem, an important problem. And I'll give you a second to think of one. Now, if you're thinking, well, I don't really have any big problems, then with all due respect, you're only lying to yourself. Everyone has problems, and you're no exception. Now I want you to think about that problem and think about how frustrating it is that you're still dealing with that problem. Think about the pain that problem brings into your life. Now, if you've picked a big enough problem and you're actually thinking about it, you're probably getting kind of aggravated. Maybe your blood pressure is rising. Maybe you're starting to breathe heavier. Maybe your mood is changing. That's because this problem is so frustrating that you actually have a physiological response to it. Even your body knows how much of a problem this is. Now I want you to picture yourself reading the newspaper, and you come across an ad that promises to solve that very problem that you're struggling with once and for all. Do you think that advertisement would get your attention? You bet it would. I don't care how immune you think you are to advertising. If this problem is truly a big enough problem and someone comes along and tells you that they can make the problem go away, and the way they talk about the problem and present themselves appears to be entirely legitimate, that's going to get your attention. And that is exactly what you need to do with your lead generation campaign. You need to craft a promise that speaks directly to the pain your buyer experiences when confronted with the problem you solve. That was a mouthful. One more time. You need to craft a promise that speaks directly to the pain your buyer experiences when confronted with the problem you solve. And in doing so, you need to show them that you understand this problem, that you empathize with their struggle, that you get it, and you need to reassure them that it's not their fault. This happens all the time, and you know this because you solve problems like this all the time. You've helped countless other clients just like them overcome this very problem. Now, there are a few caveats here because you need to be careful about how you frame your promise. The right promise will get immediate attention. It'll evoke an almost visceral reaction. But the wrong promise or an ill-conceived promise will do you more harm than good. So here are 5 pointers to help you craft the right promise to get your buyer's attention. Number 1 is your promise should be big enough. Just like small problems don't get attention, which we talked about in lesson 2, small promises don't get attention either. If you're solving a big enough problem, one that's worth paying money to solve, then buyers are not interested in half-assed solutions. If you have severe pain in your tooth, and you know that you need a root canal, you're going to be interested in one thing and one thing only: getting a root canal. Nothing else matters. You want to get into that dentist chair as fast as humanly possible to make the pain finally go away. Any promise short of that will fall on deaf ears. Number two, your promise should be believable. Buyers have a very low BS threshold. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. So make sure your promise is big enough, but still believable enough to get someone's attention. Let's continue with our root canal example. Now you've got this severe pain in your tooth and you're pretty sure that you need a root canal. And then somebody comes along and says to you, you know what? You don't really need a root canal. Root canals are just a scam used by dentists to charge thousands of dollars for what should otherwise be a simple procedure. No, you can treat this at home all by yourself and save thousands of dollars. All you need to do is buy these herbs. Well, that's definitely an appealing promise. They're telling you that you can make your pain go away and save thousands of dollars without even having to see a dentist. That is a much better promise than the dentist is making, but it's not believable. Number three, your promise should be provable. If your promise is big enough and it's believable at face value, you will get the benefit of the doubt, but you still have to prove that it works. Now, we have an entire lesson dedicated to proof coming up next, but at this stage, just make sure that you can actually back up the promise you're making without confusing people or without losing them in some kind of complicated explanation. The promise has to lend itself to proof. Number four. Your promise should be time-bound. If you need a root canal, you do not want to wait 6 months to get one, even if that would mean you could get an appointment with the best dentist in town. You need a root canal now, and you'll take whoever can do it as fast as possible. The same is probably true for your buyers. They need a clear promise of when the problem is going to go away. They may not be in as much of a rush as a root canal patient might be, but they do want some guarantees as to when they're going to start seeing results. Number five, your promise should reinforce the buyer's beliefs. Now remember, the brain is not a clean slate. Your buyers have all kinds of preconceived notions about the work you do and about your profession based on their experiences. Here's a common example. Most people are highly skeptical of the way lawyers bill for their services. Lawyers have a reputation for billing for every single second that they spend thinking about the client. Now, that may or may not be a fair perception, but the perception is definitely out there. Now, if you're a lawyer and you talk about billing on your website or you discuss it with new clients, you'd be foolish to ignore the common belief that all lawyers are sharks and are just out to increase billings and don't actually care about their clients. You need to consider what existing beliefs your buyer has about the problem and about you and your profession. Then, you need to reinforce those beliefs and present your solution accordingly. So a lawyer might say, "You know what? You're right. Most of my competitors are sharks. They bill by the minute and they try to keep the clock running as long as possible." That's reinforcing the belief. But that's not how I do business. I offer fixed fee arrangements with clients so that I'm incentivized to get the job done efficiently and you have one price that you can plan for. And that's just one simple example of how to address your buyer's beliefs in the promise that you make. So those are the five things that you need to keep in mind when framing your promise. Now, I should mention you don't necessarily need all five. 3 out of 5 is good, 4 out of 5 is excellent, and 5 out of 5 is a home run. So that's all for this lesson. Next up, we're going to take a look at how to prove that you can make good on your promise by demonstrating your authority and expertise. Stay tuned for that. If you haven't joined the course yet, head on over to 5leadgen.com to join us inside the members area. The course is 100% free of charge, and inside you'll get all the worksheets plus bonus materials that are exclusively for members. Once again, that is 5leadgen.com. You can spell out 5 or use the number. Either one works, and we'll see you on the inside. Thank you for listening.